Time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune, he rewrites it in the style of a great composer. We get a listener on the phone who tries to name the hidden tune and who tries to name the composer whose style Bruce is imitating, although today, it's two callers from Ypsilanti, Michigan, Laura Powick and Rick Adler. Laura, I'll start with you. Welcome to the Piano Puzzler.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
And Rick, it's great to have you too.
Pleased to be here.
So, Laura, you're an assistant professor of music therapy at Eastern Michigan University there, but you also had some changes to your musical life during the pandemic. What did you start doing?
Oh, yes. I was really missing connecting with other musicians, and so I decided to start a meetup group here in the area, and I posted an invitation for area amateur pianists to come and join me on a Zoom call to play any kind of music. And ever since, we've been meeting together for over a year now. Now we're in person at the university, and we have a dedicated group of 7 or 8 people who come, and people play anything from beginner piano music to Fanny Mendelssohn to ragtime to jazz to their own compositions, and have wonderful conversations about music and piano and performers and all kinds of things.
Laura, that's wonderful. Congratulations on putting that together.
Thank you.
And Rick, what's your musical background?
Well, my musical background, I took a little bit of piano, but I think my real claim to fame was a very large music collection of classical and jazz that Laura appreciates more than anyone I've ever met.
One of the many things I'm sure that brought the two of you together in your marriage is that connection music. Yeah.
Oh,
yes. Well, yes.
Rick and Laura, you ready for your piano puzzler?
Yes.
Okay. Here's Bruce Adolph. Let's give it a try. Rick and
Beautiful.
Laura, what do you make of that?
I'm stumped.
I'm stumped too.
I'm hearing a romantic era.
Yeah.
And I'm hearing things that sound like Schubert, like Mendelssohn.
Well, you're in the very good ballpark there.
Boy, you both said you were stumped, but we're already pretty well down a path here toward maybe narrowing in on who the composer is, who Bruce has in mind. So romantic era.
I'm wondering about Schumann.
Well, that is as close as you could get without being exactly right.
Brahms?
Brahms, yeah.
The style of Johannes Brahms.
It is
great
Brahms,
German
yes.
romantic
right.
era composer Johannes Brahms. Okay, now we'll We'll come back and unpack what it is about this particular puzzler that makes it Brahms-esque. But what about a hidden tune in there?
I couldn't hear it.
You know, I often find that once we've figured out one half or the other, that then I can listen and focus on this, on the remaining question. So what if we ask Bruce to do this again and we can all pay attention to what the tune might be?
Yeah, I'll say one thing.
Sounds good.
I'll bring the tune out a little bit more.
Okay.
Because it's in the middle most of the time.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. So we know it's in the style of Johannes Brahms. Bruce did let on that the tune is kind of in the middle of the musical texture, not the top line. So was that any help toward a tune?
I could hear it.
That's right.
Something like that.
That's totally right. And then the next thing is...
So, Bruce, what you're playing for us, your puzzler, has a very strong rhythm in 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Right.
But I suspect that the song that you're incorporating is not in 3, not in its original form.
That's correct.
Sounds like a Gershwin-y kind of tune.
Well, it could be if you stop there.
It's harder when you're on the show.
Could it be a Beatles thing?
It could be.
Rick.
Yes.
Oh.
You're on to something.
It more
I think.
Than could be. It is.
Oh.
So which Beatles tune?
Oh,
And it'll be all right.
Yeah.
It'll be all right. Yeah.
I have to say, Bruce, it's been a tricky puzzler.
It is a tricky puzzler. Isn't that the idea?
Long day's night.
Yes.
A hard day's night.
That's right. Hard day's night.
Oh.
Yeah. Hard day's night.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. With the tune in a different time signature, with the emphasis in a different place.
The emphasis, yes.
With a different harmonic structure, with counterpoint.
And I have to add one thing, Fred. It's not just in the style of Brahms. It is basically using Brahms's Opus 117 intermezzo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ah, yeah. A particular piece.
It's a particular piece with this tune smashed into the middle of it.
So, okay, now I'm just dying to hear this again because Laura and Rick, I don't know about you, but when Bruce first played this, I was like, what is going on? And now that we know it's Hard Day's Night in the style of Brahms, now I'm so curious to hear this again and see if my brain can put these two together.
All right, I'll try it again.
Delightful.
Now I get it.
Yeah. It's fun when you know what it is, you know? It's like
The Beatles, A Hard Day's Night, in the style of Johannes Brahms, with a lot of references to the intermezzo from Opus 117.
Yes. You know, Brahms always felt that composers should work very hard. They shouldn't write easy things. And he's, you know, I feel like Brahms believed in a hard day's night's work.
Well, this was great teamwork because, Laura, you named the composer Bruce had in mind, and Rick, you named the tune, Hard Day's Night. So congratulations on the teamwork, among everything else.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Laura, I love that you were playing back on your own piano and working things out on your own piano in front of you. That was great.
It was fun.
So Rick and Laura, when you're not calling in to play Piano Puzzlers on the air, how do you listen to Piano Puzzlers?
Well, whenever we're traveling around, we bring up your podcast. We listen to a bunch of episodes and see how we do.
Nice. The Piano Puzzler podcast at yourclassical.org or on whatever platform folks happen to listen to podcasts. Well, Laura Powick and Rick Adler in Ypsilanti, Michigan, this puzzler was a revelation, and playing it with you and working through it with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.
Congratulations on guessing another piano puzzler. And believe me, I know these are sometimes not easy. If only there were a way I could get ready for these, maybe quickly learn a tiny bit more about a composer in like 2 minutes a day. Well, there is a way, of course, and it comes in the form of a podcast. I hope you'll check out Composer's Datebook, a podcast hosted by my friend and colleague John Burge. Begin every day with a 2-minute snapshot of a composer, past or present. Look for Composer's Datebook wherever you get your podcasts.